listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It is Monday, May 28th, 2012, on this Memorial Day transmission. We have a very important retransmission lined up for you today with Lord Christopher Monckton when he was in studio with us last week. And coming up first, the interview I did about a month ago with Dr. Joel Wallach, probably the most powerful interview I've done on health ever. That is coming up in this first hour. Now, I will be live. I'm taping this 5 minutes right before I leave town via the RV, the InfoWars Command Center, so that the pedophile TSA cannot have their way with my genitals as part of their holy sacrament of tyranny. And I just wanted everybody to know that we will be reporting live from the road tomorrow from Virginia by Tuesday, by the 29th. We will be in Virginia. And then from Tuesday on, we will be reporting on Bilderberg, getting the jump on them as we peacefully expose these people. So our plan of attack is the First Amendment, a powerful weapon to expose these globalists. And this is shaping up to be the biggest Bilderberg ever. They had members of the national government of Switzerland last year protesting in a torchlit procession out of a Frankenstein movie. Huge international coverage, Drudge Report covering it. We had 3.5 million viewers alone just on Justin TV. We're going to have all those video boxes up starting streaming on Justin TV, not just PrisonPlanet.tv. And Ustream and other systems starting tomorrow. We've already got special reports that are up on the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. And the nightly news every night is going to be absolutely jam-packed with updates and highlights of who we're interviewing, Jim Tucker, so many others, because these technologies are really advancing with the G4 streaming and the rest of it. So this is going to be amazing. Thousands of people are set to descend on it Thursday through Sunday at the Westfields Marriott. This is huge, and you've still got a chance, if you're listening on Memorial Day, to get out there. So Bilderberg coverage kicks off in a big, fat way starting tomorrow. It's already going on at InfoWars.com and PlanetInfoWars.com. That said, I know we have a great military history in this country. Our military formed to fight British tyranny and to fight for liberty, but since then it's been taken over by the globalists. Our military men and women are used as absolute cannon fodder. Their death benefits are stolen. They're used as guinea pigs for chemical, biological, radiological testing, vaccines, all of it. The proof is in. This system will use its enforcers. And on this Memorial Day, we should remember that it was declassified 2 years ago, that for more than 12 years, they've been taking people's death benefits at death and not giving it to their widows and widowers. I mean, this is amazing. And all the big insurance companies are involved in it. The criminals running the federal government allow it. It makes the Zucker scam, you know, being Zuckered by Facebook, pale in significance. It makes the MF Global heist by John Corzine look like child's play. As these crooks get away with bloody murder, things are only going to get worse and worse and worse and worse. And now is the time to be awake. Now is the time to be involved. Now is the time to take action and realize that if we don't stand up, it's just going to get worse. But our hopes and prayers go out to all the military and their families that these evil globalist wars can end and that we'll treat our veterans better. So God bless all of our veterans and those that have supported them and their families on this Memorial Day. Very, very important to remember the millions of dead in the United States in our 235 years. And please pray for us as well as we prepare to engage the Bilderberg Group. Mainstream media is now covering this, which means that before they never wanted to have any riot police or start stuff because they didn't want to bring attention to it. But now because it's been forced out in the open, we don't know what's going to happen. So we'll continue to report on that. All right, Dr. Joel Wallach coming up, and then the incredible hour-and-a-half in-studio interview with Lord Christopher Monckton last week and more. I'm Alex Jones from the road. Have a great Memorial Day, and pray for the InfoWars operation. Great job to the crew. Stay with us.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we will continue with calls and reports on the TSA, world news, what's happening in Europe, the latest underwear bomber who is like the Phantom Menace. They can't find him, don't know where he is, but they're going to be at a bus stop near you, sticking their hands down your pants at checkpoints because they kept you safe from the firecracker. My goodness, we're all in danger. So that is coming up in the power-packed third hour on this live Tuesday edition. I am Alex Jones, your host. Now, the next guest we've got, I've been trying to get him on the show for weeks. He's a very busy guy. He speaks all over the world. I wanted to get him on about why are people so unhealthy? Why are people eating about the same calories they were eating 50 years ago or so? The studies are out there, but getting even fatter. What's in the food? Is it, you know, the GMO, the fact that the soils are played out, all of that? And instead, they're saying they're going to ban people having a piece of pie in school, and parents can't pack their school lunches from Illinois to Massachusetts. And they're banning running at recess and all this, and people don't have immune systems anymore, and cancer in children's up over 10,000%, 3,000% on average in adults, diabetes type 2, several thousand percentage points, some numbers are 3,000% increase, breast cancer highest in the world, neurological disorders, autism from 1 in 25,300 30 years ago to 1 in 58, they say in 4 to 5 years it'll be in what, 1 in 5 or 6, I mean this is getting crazy. The numbers are mind-blowing. What's happening? And it's amazing that I had him set up weeks ago for today, Dr. Joel Wallach, when exactly one of the things I wanted to get into is big in the news today. Obesity fight must shift from personal blame, U.S. panel says, Reuters. The government must make the decisions, they say, and tax foods they say aren't good, and block people from access to them, start controlling fat. They just say a steak is bad when it's not bad. It's the trans fats and the artificial fats. And there's an example right there from all the medical doctors and others we've had on. This is a no-brainer. Nutritionist. I mean, we have everybody from mainline medical doctors, brain surgeons, endocrinologists, veterinarians, naturopaths, Nobel Prize winners. They're all saying the same thing. They're not worried about the GMO, or they're not worried about all the additives. They're not worried about the aspartame. They're not worried about the MSG. They're not telling you to be worried about the excitotoxins. They're not worried about all these other things, or that most of the soils have been played out and have bioaccumulated toxic fertilizer put on it filled with heavy metals. I mean, half the corn syrup products, Washington Post reports, have high levels of mercury and lead. Washington Post, just type in. Melamine's in the milk. In China, they execute people for that. Here it's in the baby formula, which is half corn syrup on average. They say it's fine. No. Our children are fried. Diabetes is happening because they're on formula. Mike Adams was in there with the leading brand. It was 50-something percent corn syrup, another 20-something percent other sugars. Babies aren't supposed to be. I mean, no wonder we've got all these mall Martians and the public looks like they've been hit by an ugly beam or something, myself included. I mean, folks, I've gone back and watched old footage I shot in the 80s with my parents with a video camera. People didn't look like this. We were eating really trashy stuff, but it didn't have all this new garbage. So the experts with us about 15 minutes of the next hour, that it's calls and all those other stories I said we'd cover. But now they're coming. Here it is, right here in the news. Massachusetts and others move to ban bake sales. All over the country, they're banning parents being able to pack the school lunch for their children. Total control. If I can try to find that article, I read it in the first hour here. Here it is. This is out of the Boston Herald. State's junk food ban could take a bite out of school fundraisers. And they're calling junk food now, the fake environmentalists love this, meat, cheese. Dr. Wallach never wants to toot his horn, but I'm going to make him in the first part of this segment do it, because he really is probably the most famous zoological veterinarian. And I've worked for a small animal vet and a large animal vet, so I know a little bit about it. He has, his work is in the Smithsonian. Dr. Wallach has sued the FDA over and over and over again and won when almost no one else can even win once. He is super aggressive. By the way, he's not even part of Youngevity. He's not even part of the company because he wants to be separated from his findings and research. And Aaron Dykes as you know, I was already promoting it and believed in it, but wasn't following it religiously. Aaron Dykes has lost 91 pounds, and it isn't even advertised. The Pollen Burst, Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Longevity, OsteoFX, all the things Wallach recommends in the Alex Pack. Aaron followed this and lost 91 pounds, and now he's going to go into muscle gain. It's incredible. He looks, well, you've seen him. We're going to do it before. I mean, I've lost 42 pounds. Anyways, InfoWarsTeam.com to find out, but I'm not going to go off into a plug about this to find out of all the products that Wallach and others have developed that he recommends. This is such a powerful revolution against the globalist to get the minerals and vitamins and trace elements they say you don't need, and the globalists are fighting to block you getting. But first, Dr. Wallach, in about 6-7 minutes, tell us about your awakening, your discoveries, what you found, and the fact the system premeditatedly doesn't want us to know this because they love breast cancer up by several thousand percentage points, the U.S. leading the world, because it's always about the cure, never the cause. Let's have all these runs for the cure, not runs for the cause. They don't want people to know this. What have you discovered in your decades of research and all the things you've done? First off, tell us who you are. For those that don't know, and why you discovered this information.
Well, thank you, Alex. First of all, thank you so much for your hospitality. You're one of my heroes, and it's just really great to be with you today. And to answer your question, the thing that makes me different is that I do have a degree in agriculture from the University of Missouri, and my major is in animal husbandry and nutrition. In the animal industry, we don't have health insurance, so we just had to learn to solve the problems, which is a good thing. In the human industry, health industry, we have insurance, and the medical system learned to game the system to get the insurance. It's very seductive. They go after the money rather than taking care of the patient. Then I went on to veterinary school, actually, in my second year of ag school, applied for and was surprised to get accepted into veterinary school. By the time I graduated ag school, I was only a second year veterinary student, but I was also a graduate student, so I began to take pathology courses and found and discovered and wrote up the first case of a mass die-off in America from pollution in 1962. It was written up in international journals from Denmark in Danish and English, and Acta Pathologica. And that was an awakening for me. Certainly I wasn't aware of pollution until this mass die-off occurred. Then graduated veterinary school, went to Africa for a couple of years, worked with Marlon Perkins from the old Mutual of Omaha Wild Kingdom days on a white rhino conservation project, caught over 200 white rhino with drug darts and sent them back to the States. And if you go to a wild animal park or a zoo and you see a white rhino, it's either one that I caught or offspring of the one I caught. So I'm very proud of that project.
I remember seeing that on television as a child.
Yep, there was quite a bit on TV, and of course you can see all this old film we've kept in the archives. They actually have pictures of me doing this, so anybody who wants to challenge that, we have the film of it. And then because of my background, finding that first case of a mass die-off in pollution, Perkins, in the mid-60s, when I was in Africa, actually got a grant from the National Institutes of Health to study pollution in zoo animals. He made a very good observation going back to the old Welsh coal miner days. You know, Alex, when they took the canary down in the mine, and if methane gas or carbon monoxide would leak into the mine, the canary would drop off the perch and die, and the men could get out before they suffocated or blew up. Well, Perkins reasoned quite correctly that here we have in a big zoo 300, 400, 500, 600 species of animals, and there are bound to be some of them that were more sensitive to pollution than others and give us a warning that doom was ahead. And so because I had written that first paper on a mass die-off from pollution, he called me back from Africa to be the pathologist on that project. And to make a long story short, it was a combined department from Washington University in St. Louis, the St. Louis Zoo and the Shaw's Botanical Gardens. And it was my job to do the autopsies, not only in zoo animals, but also human beings that died of natural causes in the close proximities to the zoos. This included all the major zoos in the United States, including the National Zoo and New York Zoo and Los Angeles and Miami and so on. Well, again, to make a long story short, over that period of some 12 years, did over 20,000 autopsies, some 17,000 and some change in over 450 species of zoo animals and 3,000 humans, millions of chemistries, millions of slides with special stains. And the book that came out of that's a 1,200-page book, and it's in the Smithsonian Institute as a national treasure. It only cost $25 million at that time. It was a lot of money for a 25-year-old kid to be spending.
Because you had today, a pretty big team under you to be able to get all that done.
They actually worked 24 hours a day. I had a team of people who were chemists and people who made the slides for me. And I think I probably had seven people working for me. And again, as a young man, that was quite a project. Today it would cost billions of dollars to redo that study, and I don't think they'll ever do it again, which is a tragedy.
We're about to go to break. Tell folks what you discovered from the study.
Okay, what I just discovered, Alex, the bottom line was that every animal and every human being who dies of natural causes dies of a nutritional deficiency disease. And that was profound, and of course that didn't make a dent, because people say, well, what do you mean everybody dies of nutritional deficiencies? I mean, this is America. We have the best food in the world, and that is totally incorrect. The earth is not flat, and the sun does not rotate around the earth, and we have the worst food in the world.
Well, it's incredible information, and but now since you did those studies, there's all these others about feeding rats super high nutrient dense food, and they live twice as long. They're doing it with insects. So the system has duplicated your research. I mean, that's well known now that super high nutrient dense food and restricted diets does make mammals live a lot longer.
Oh, absolutely. We've tripled the lifespan, for instance, of dogs. 6 years ago, an old dog was 8 years old, today 25. We've eliminated 900 different diseases and all birth defects in dogs that still plague people simply with nutrition. We didn't do any genetically engineered programs. We didn't do wonder drugs or organ transplants. It's all done with vitamins and minerals. And this is where we came up with the programs that Youngevity does.
Amazing. And it's all at InfoWarsTeam.com. We're going to come back and get into your defeat of the EPA, of the FDA, over and over and over and over again. And the fact that they're trying to keep this information from the public. Stay with us. He is a busy guy crisscrossing the globe, written many best-selling books. Dr. Joel Wallach is our guest for the rest of the hour. We'll open the phones up later for our guest as well. And I've got to say, if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, he's joining us via video Skype. Doc, it is shocking when people learn how old you are. Tell people how old you are.
Next month I'll be 73. And I haven't been to a doctor in 64 years, never been sick, and certainly have never been on a prescription drug. So it's a testimony to doing the right things. You can be healthy. And if everybody were like me, the medical system would certainly have to shape up.
No exaggeration.
No.
I've seen you on stage speak. I've never had a chance to meet you in person. I know you're going to come to Austin soon. I've been twisting your arm. On stage and in person, you could pass for 55, I would guess 60. I would guess you're 60. You do not look 73.
Well, thank you. Yes, most people think I'm in my 50s, and I can certainly outwork most 18-year-olds physically on the farm. That's still true. And it's very exciting to be kind of an example. If you do all the correct stuff, avoid the bad things, you supplement with the 90 essential nutrients, I'm really proud of you for going that direction. You're certainly looking great and seeing the benefit, and I appreciate you sharing that with the world.
By the way, I want to get into you defeating the FDA and their criminal activities many times, but why did somebody like Aaron Dykes lose 91 pounds on things that don't even advertise themselves as weight loss?
Well, basically, Alex, the reason for weight gain and obesity is not what the doctors say. It has nothing to do with eating too much. It has nothing to do with lack of exercise or too much screen time. That theory doesn't fit the truth. If their theory was correct, with everybody exercising and avoiding fat and eating more whole grains, we should be number 200 in the world in obesity. Right now, we're number one, following their instructions, eating more whole grains, exercising more. Weight gain and obesity is due to a simple mineral deficiency. You take the minerals, regardless of the source, you take the minerals and you lose the weight. And we found this to be true for the last 35 years. And my wife and I actually wrote a book called Hell's Kitchen, which you can get from InfoWarsTeam.com. And that book is just a great little book, and it goes into the history of weight gain and the reason why the medical system, the government, has pushed us in the wrong direction. Obesity is a physician-caused disease. It has nothing to do with eating too much. It has nothing to do with lack of exercise. It is a simple mineral deficiency, and that's why you're seeing the great results you are from just taking the 90 essential nutrients.
What about this report about obesity fight must shift from personal blame, U.S. panel says, where the government's going to say what's bad, but they're saying having a steak is bad. They're saying eating some pasta is bad. Meanwhile, the GMO and all the toxins, they're saying those are just fine. But I've seen the studies that the toxins in GMO are totally linked to all sorts of weird obesity and health problems in rodents.
Well, you're exactly right. There's two forces attacking us. Number one are all the bad things, GMOs, the chemicals in the environment. And then the other thing is you're looking at not enough nutrients, particularly mineral nutrients. And these two forces together have caught Americans in the crossfire, if you will. And that's why we're the number one obese nation in the world. It has nothing to do with not enough exercise. It has nothing to do with too much food. And again, it's the chemicals on one hand taking us out of the reality of nutrition and the lack of nutrition, mineral nutrition in particular. Now, if I may say one thing, we have so many examples, literally thousands and thousands of examples of people who tried everything to lose weight, including surgery and so forth. And what's happened is we've been able to help people lose 400 pounds, 200 pounds, 100 pounds, as you have with your staff member. And it's simply by giving them mineral supplements. It doesn't matter if they take our Rebound in the 90 essential nutrients or if they take pollen burst in our nutrients. It doesn't matter if they take the ASAP in our nutrients. As long as they're taking the minerals, they will lose weight. And, of course, it doesn't take long. You're on two meals a day. You're just not really hungry. And you have to watch it. You have to be able to eat to make sure you're getting all the nutrients you need to be healthy. And so if you supplement properly, that will happen. And, of course, nobody knows more about weight gain and weight loss than veterinarians, because this is what we do in feedlots for livestock. And so I just transfer that information from livestock to human beings. Been doing this, again, for 35 years. And, again, just so happy that you've taken this on and brought it to the public. You're just really great for that.
The people perish for lack of knowledge, and the knowledge is at InfoWarsTeam.com if people want to learn more there. But when we come back in that short segment, I forgot to get into your defeat over and over again of the FDA, one of the few people that have actually defeated them. We'll find out how you did that and get into the illness epidemics, all these diseases. Why is that happening? And what is the system suppressing from the people? Stay with us.
Words like violence break the silence. Come crashing in. Painful to me, it's right through me. Don't you understand? Oh, my little girl. All I ever wanted, all I ever needed is here.
All I've ever wanted, all I've ever needed is liberty. And when I, a decade ago, heard Dr. Wallach on the radio, it totally clicked, but I never followed through on it. And then watching crew in the office get into it and all have dramatic effects, I said, I better get with the program. And I've lost 42 pounds. I haven't weighed in a while. It's probably a little bit more. I've got a lot more to lose. I was like probably 70 pounds. I mean, in my prime, when I used to jog and lift weights every day, I weighed about 180. I got up to 265. Okay? So I've got a ways to go. And every time I stop losing weight, because I've never been somebody taking essential fatty acids, taking vitamins, taking the Osteo FX, taking the Tangy Tangerine, taking the Pollen Burst. I've just never done it in my life. And every time I stop, suddenly I start, you know, not losing weight anymore and not having as much energy. And I mean, I always do at least one of them a day, but it's like three or four things to take a day. Because even if you're going to Whole Foods or whatever, they're growing most of it organically, but it's technically not really completely organic because they're using some of the chemical fertilizers and things, and the soils are played out. But I'm telling you, this is revolutionary. We haven't even done a promo yet. I'm going to do it with Aaron Dykes, showing him a year ago, 90 plus pounds Yeah, there's Aaron just 6 months ago. He'd already lost a lot of weight. There he is last week. So Aaron had already lost like 40 pounds in that comparison that we just put on screen. In fact, put that back up. Aaron on the nightly news, only been doing it 8-9 months. That is 6 months ago. So he'd already lost half the weight there. And then here he is just last week. Unbelievable. And I'm telling you, Aaron is quite the ladies' man. I'm going to stop right there. The point is, this is a devastating weapon against the globalist. And yeah, I'm promoting it. But the point is, that's how we fund this independent media operation, is InfoWarsTeam.com, where when you sign up, you can get distributor wholesale pricing. You can also, again, sign up your friends and family and get them discounts. But the point is, just try Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Try Pollen Burst. Try the Healthy Start Alex Pack that's got the essential fatty acids, the Tangy Tangerine, and the Osteo FX Plus. I'm going to stop plugging. I got Wallach on the Not Even Plug, and I said, Wallach, I don't want to do a bunch of plugging. And then I start doing it because wild horses can't drag me away here. This stuff really does work, and it turns out the globalists knew this. When I worked for Jesse Edkins, large animal vet, he would tell them that when the winter came, put them on a certain mineral mix so they wouldn't, you know, lose weight or freeze to death outside when it got cold, the cows. I mean, that's, especially with large animal vets, that's what it was all about. And the system knows this. Doc Wallach, talk about how much they know and why they only want to treat the illnesses that they basically cause by not telling people. I mean, they've got to know that the average baby formula out there is over half corn syrup, another 20% other sugars. You're talking 70%+ sugar. No wonder these kids are getting diabetes when they're 5 years old. I mean, the system knows what they're doing. Why are they doing this, Doc? And then tell us about your defeat of the Food and Drug Administration over and over again.
Okay, well, thank you, Alex. And that's one of my favorite subjects is kids. And just last month, in April, the Food Chemistry Journal, a very well-respected journal supported by the USDA, came out and said that the kids' foods that we have respected over the years, things like Gerber's and Similac and Enfamil and these types of things that we trusted, have less than 20% of the nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that kids need. Less than 20%. It was big headlines, Food Chemistry Journal in April, just last month. 20%. We feed our dogs and our rats better than we feed our kids. And this is why we have diabetes. This is why we have autism and ADD. Then you throw into the mix all the the chemicals and the environment. We have a mess here because the kids aren't even getting as much nutrition as a dog. And that is a crime. It's not a shame. It's not terrible. It's an absolute AAA felony. And all the pediatricians who know this should be put in jail, absolutely put in jail, because we've known this in animals for 75, in some cases, 100 years. And it's very simple to give all these nutrients. And, of course, all the kids who belong to the InfoWars team and the Alex group, they're gaining benefit here. And because they're getting the 90 essential nutrients before they're conceived, all through the pregnancy they're developed in, from the moment they're born. And we will eliminate 900 different diseases in this little army we're starting here that still plague everybody else who have been falsely taught that you can eat well. And even organic foods, Alex, that just means that there's no chemicals on them, which is very good because it reduces the chemical load, reduces your risk of cancer, but doesn't give you any nutrition. No guarantee of nutrition. Plants only need 3 minerals to be healthy and make good seeds for the next generation. We need 60. And so you can eat a pretty good slice of organically grown multigrain bread baked by the pastor's wife on Sunday in the church and your 57 mineral chart unless you supplement. And that's what we learned in the livestock industry because we don't have insurance. Medical doctors have learned how to game the system using insurance. They feel that if they charge you $3,000 for a procedure that really only costs $50, that they're not hurting the patient because insurance pays, and they've financially broken America with this over-costing of health care. And this is one of the reasons why I went after the FDA. They used to say things like, you can get the omega-3s you need by eating foods rich in omega-3s and reduce your risk of stroke and coronary thrombosis and pulmonary embolism and deep vein thrombosis. You could not say, until I sued them, that you can supplement with omega-3 essential fatty acids and reduce thrombotic stroke, coronary thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, and deep vein thrombosis by supplementation. That was against the law to say that. They would shut you down and put you in jail. So I went to court, sued them in federal court, and actually won. And the one that I love is, you'll really appreciate this, was on antioxidants. Antioxidants being able to reduce your risk of inflammation in your arteries and plugging your arteries, reduce your risk of cancer. And I prevailed in federal court on that, and they appealed. And I prevailed again in the appellate court, and they appealed again. And they signed off on the steps of the U.S. Supreme Court, and I felt, gosh, that felt too easy. There's something up. And sure enough, 6 months later, they had a sister agency in the Department of Health and Human Services sue them, not both of us, but sue them to unravel the agreement. And I had to go to the federal judge and ask to be a co-defendant with the FDA. And he said, we've been suing them into the ground for 10 years. Why suddenly do you want to be a co-defendant with the FDA? And I said, well, with all due respects, Your Honor, I don't believe that they will defend the agreement vigorously, and I have to be there to do that. So he made me a co-defendant with the FDA, and they immediately dropped the lawsuit because they knew we'd prevail again, and they didn't want the precedent in the Supreme Court.
Yeah, they do that a lot. They create these fake trials where one party loses on purpose to create bad precedent. But again, expanding on this, you've been talking about this for 30-plus years, but now all the cutting-edge science says super nutrient-dense trace elements, you need this. But I notice even most of the other big vitamin companies, they don't promote all these trace elements. Tell people, for example, why something like Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com, why that is so important and has such a dramatic effect.
Well, that one was 10 years in the making. It actually is the same technology as coffee crystals, where it instantizes in room temperature water. It's just really a great product. It has 115 super juices in it. Now, there's a lot of super juices on the market. We love them. Things like mangosteen, goji, acai berry, noni, pomegranate juice, they all increase your antioxidant auric points and protect you from chemicals in the environment and reduce your risk of cancer and heart disease. So we put 115 super juices in this one product, Beyond Tangerine. It has 130 nutrients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids. And there's nothing like it in the market. And this comes down to an average-sized person of $3 a day, which is less than a cup of exotic coffee, you know, less than a third of the cost of a cup of exotic coffee. So we're very proud of that product. It makes life simple. You can take that and you throw in the omega-3s and you throw in your trace minerals, and you have the perfect 90 essential nutrients. And this, in the animal industry, has eliminated 900 different diseases that still plague people. And we're seeing so many people come to us and say, gosh, I was on the foot amputation list, and now I can jump off of 4-foot stages because I've been able to cancel the amputation of my feet. I've been able to wean myself off of medication that I've been on for 25 years with diabetes. I actually have one guy, Alex, who owns a big medical laboratory, and he services 7,000 hospitals a day. He knows everybody when it comes to diabetes, and his diabetes was out of control. And following the medical system, we put him on our little program with the Alex Pack, and then throwing in the secret sauce, I call it, the Sweeties, with the Alex Pack. And within 1 year's time, actually it was much sooner than that, but within 1 year's time, he admitted that we had cut his blood sugar by 2/3, and now without medication, his blood sugar is down to like 60, 62, 65. His A1C hemoglobin is below 5, and he couldn't get it even near that with medication for years.
Dr. Wallach, explain at the metabolic level what's happening. Why is type 2 diabetes and other types exploding off the charts? Again, multi-thousand percent increases in the last few decades. They say it's set to double again in the next decade.
Yes.
What is happening? And, of course, the system knows what they're doing. I mean, I see them. They say, drink Diet Coke when you have diabetes. Then I have medical doctors on. And they say that aspartame totally accelerates it. So this is so cold-blooded.
You're exactly right. Well, first of all, we've known for 60 years, Alex, that type 2 diabetes is a simple mineral deficiency. We learned this in the animal industry, and it was actually, the research was done by one of the heads of the departments of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, a guy by the name of Mertz, Walter Mertz. And he discovered unimpeachably that type 2 diabetes is a simple mineral deficiency disease. You throw in the trans fatty acids, which you spoke about earlier, and I was so happy to hear you say that. The trans fatty acids, heterocyclic amines, terrible chemicals caused by improper processing of food and overcooking of food. And this injures the cell walls and makes them unresponsive to insulin. Well, by getting people off the bad stuff, we call it, the fried foods and the processed meats with nitrates and nitrites, and getting them on the Alex Pack and the secret sauce, which is the Sweeties, appropriate for body weight, usually within anywhere from 12 hours to 2 weeks, they're being able to wean off their medication because suddenly now their cell walls are sensitive to insulin and they're able to use minimal amounts of insulin, which they make themselves. So type 2 diabetics make tons of insulin. It's not an insulin problem when you have type 2 diabetes. It's a mineral deficiency and a lack of sensitization of the cell walls to insulin.
And the system knows that, but they don't want to tell people. Let's move on to the next subject, cancer. Pediatric cancer, you can look this up. Cancers that didn't exist are now incredibly common in children. It's an epidemic, 10,000 plus percentage increase on average. Adults, multi-thousand increases. Breast cancer, again, it's always find the cure, not the cause. And I liken it to if I walked outside and got shot, and suddenly thousands of people today were being shot in the town where I live, and they went, we've got to find a way to cure bullet wounds. No, let's find out why thousands of people a day are being shot and stop whoever's shooting them. Or if I was to run out in front of a truck and get run over, let's figure out how to regenerate bones magically. No, don't walk out in front of a truck. Why don't they ever want to discuss why all this is increasing? They never want to talk about neurological disorders off the charts, every disease, bone and joint, everything. What's happening with cancer? What's happening with all of it?
Well, there's a great series of billboards on the highways in Cook County around Chicago. It says, hot dogs cause butt cancer. And this is because of the trans fatty acids in there, plus the nitrates and nitrites. And this message was for kids, as you point out. The kids' cancer is just going crazy. Colon cancer, for instance, used to be an adult disease. Now you're finding colon cancer in young adults in their 20s because they've been eating processed meats with nitrates and nitrites in them for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And either from fast food places, these things are cooked at home. We're talking about things like deli slices, sandwich meats, sausage, ham, bacon, bologna, salami, pastrami, pepperoni, jerky, Spam, all these things that they put even on pizza. These meats with nitrates and nitrites in them increase the risk of colon cancer, as you point out, thousands of percent. Just by burning your meat, if you cook your meat well done, which the medical system tells you to do, it increases the risk of breast cancer by 462%, according to the University of South Carolina. And so if you just give up processed meats with nitrates and nitrites, eat your meat cooked medium or medium rare, you supplement with the 90 essential nutrients and get your antioxidant points, auric points, above 50,000 for kids and above 100,000 a day for adults, you'll reduce your risk of cancer to just about zero. And that sounds pretty bold, Alex, but we've known this from the animal studies for years and years and years, and I find it amazing that doctors say, well, you can't trust animal studies because it's not in humans, and yet they trust animal studies for drugs. And that's why we have such trouble with drugs killing so many people. Pharmaceuticals they probably kill 100 times more people each day than street drugs. And it should be a war on drugs in hospitals and doctors' offices, not a war on drugs in the street.
And you can back up all those numbers.
Yes, sir.
Folks, all I can say is go to InfoWarsTeam.com today, purchase the products there, sign up, become a distributor, and it also supports the InfoWar at the same time. We've got the lowest prices there on longevity products at InfoWarsTeam.com or 877-551-1301 if you want to call. Folks that have joined our team and become members of our operation here to educate people, 877-551-1301, they can tell you how to become a distributor for it because I promote what I believe in. And I believe in private property, the family, the Second Amendment, national sovereignty. And I know that the elites are all obsessed. Doc Wallach, I've been reading articles even in the LA Times and in other papers where the elites know everything you know. They're obsessed with trace elements and raw minerals, the type of stuff that you've developed. And not these synthetic ones. They are obsessed with purified water. They don't eat GMO. At the Monsanto laboratory, the London Independent and AP reported more than a decade ago. I heard this like a month ago and went and looked it up, and it was something I didn't know, over a decade old. And there were some new articles where at all the Monsanto facilities, their scientists refuse to have GMO served in the cafeteria on these research reservations. So, I mean, the Queen of England's obsessed. The Chinese elite who are shoveling GMO and all this at their people, they are obsessed. Turns out they have secret government gardens for their food. I mean, this is mainstream news, though. Why do you think the controllers know this and enjoy shoveling this at the population?
Well, Alex, there's no doubt the research shows very clearly that chemicals in our diet and GMOs and all these various things you mentioned do have a terrible impact upon the human physiology. And that supplementing with all 90 essential nutrients like you find in the Alex Pack do protect you. Well, this is extremely well known in the human health industry. It's certainly known at the high government levels. And these people, what should I say, they're certainly in it for themselves. And I think it's a form of enslavement. It's very seductive. And even a Senate committee came out and said that the medical system has learned how to game the insurance system. They'll bill for eight different agencies for one procedure they did. You and I would go to jail for insurance fraud if we did that. The doctors get a walk because they spend more money on PAC committees than any other group of individuals. And so the elected officials love the medical system because of the money that flows to the PAC committees from the medical system and the pharmaceutical industry.
These stories we're telling, Aaron losing 91 pounds, it was like 87 pounds a month ago when he was on. I've lost over 40 pounds. Ted Anderson was going to have knee surgery. He hobbled around when he came to visit me, an old sports injury. He went on the essential fatty acids and the Osteo FX Plus and all of that, and his knee feels great.
You hit the nail on the head, and I have one too. I mean, actually, this happens hundreds of times a year. Maybe even a month, I just don't know about it all. But one case out of Charlotte, North Carolina, to make a long story short, a 62-year-old guy was diagnosed by five neurological clinics as having terminal Alzheimer's disease. It was, his sister was told to put him in a hospice. So the end was near. She didn't want to believe it. She took him to the medical school in Greensboro, insisted that the head of the department of neurology there examined, and he did, said the same thing, terminal Alzheimer's disease. And in 1 week on the Alex Pack and getting off all the bad stuff and eating 12 eggs a day to rebuild the myelin of the brain, in 1 week's time, he, according to the doctors there, he's perfectly 100% normal. This guy's back to work. He does not have Alzheimer's disease anymore. And I don't think it was Alzheimer's disease. I think it was actually a disease called Korsakoff syndrome, which is curable in 1 to 2 weeks. Alzheimer's disease is preventable by 80%, according to Johns Hopkins.
And by the way, I got to interrupt you. Yeah. When you were on like a year and a half ago and we're saying all this, I was like, come on, Wallach, I know this stuff's good, but I don't believe this. Now I've seen it happen over and over again. My entire family rave reviews. My dad, who's a dentist, was like, yeah, right, till he got on it. But I now go to events in Dallas and then one in Florida, and I've done a lot of events over the years. It's never about health. People come up and say, my wife was going to have to be in a wheelchair. She went on this and it came back. Or my mom had Alzheimer's and it's reversed it. I mean, this is what's incredible, is this is really real. And the system knows this. And they're such pieces of trash that they will not tell people because they want to suck money out of them. I mean, that is incredible, Doc. I want to go to calls. But what's your take on that? I mean, I have people now calling me in droves saying, wow, this really does work.
You're exactly right, Alex, and it is it's a form of slavery. And in fact, in the back of one of my books, I said that it's called Black Gene Lies, where all the diseases of black people are thought to be genetic, or at least promoted to be genetic by the medical community. And of course, I said, no, these are simple nutritional deficiencies. It was actually the publication of that book was subsidized by a pastor in Atlanta, Georgia. Creflo Dollar paid for that book to be published, called Black Gene Lies. And this is beginning to go through the black community, and they're reversing within days and weeks and months all these diseases that are thought to be genetic in the black community. And you're going to see an uprising here. And in that book, on the back cover, I said the black community has exchanged the chains of slavery to slavery from people in white coats and stethoscopes because of this genetic belief. And they have enslaved us because they have diseases that are simple nutritional deficiencies they say are genetic, one of which I was actually fired from Emory University in Atlanta back in 1978. I discovered the first non-human case of cystic fibrosis, learned how to reproduce it, learned the cause, prevention, and cure of cystic fibrosis in 1978, and they fired me because they thought I was sniffing glue. Well, I actually received an international award in 2011 for that work 35 years ago. And Jerry Lewis was not on the telethon this last year. And the reason was we gave him the data. We've been working on muscular dystrophy. We believe we have found the cause, prevention, and cure of muscular dystrophy. We gave it to Jerry. We thought since they're Jerry's kids, he should be the one to make the announcement. And the Muscular Dystrophy Foundation fired Jerry Lewis because he brought him our data.
I didn't know that. That's breaking. I want to come back because I was just going to have you for the hour, but we've run out of time. I want to talk to Matt, Craig, William, CJ, and Kevin. They all want to talk to you. And again, we don't screen calls. I have no idea what they're calling in about, but that should be interesting. If you can do it, I see people standing behind you there. I guess you may have to go somewhere. We'll find out if Dr. Wallach can stay with us. But undoubtedly, people have mineral and vitamin deficiencies. And a lot of the vitamins they buy are synthetic, go right through you. You need it in the powdered form and the different formulations from Longevity at InfoWarsTeam.com. This stuff is miraculous, and we all need to be healthy. This is a revolution against tyranny. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Man, we have got a show that I'm so excited about. And I had announced a few days ago that Lord Monckton was going to be here in studio. But then I got so busy this morning, I forgot. And then there's Lord Monckton walking around in the office. Really interesting person and has quite a presence in person. So he's here, and he's with us in studio in the second hour. But I thought about, why don't we just get him in here a half hour early so we have an hour and a half with him? I think that's really important to do. But he's back there checking email and doing news research. So we're going to have him with us. And then Max Kaiser in the third hour. He's been here in the United States the last few weeks, normally over in France. Obviously, it's going to be a great day to have him on because of the Facebook pump and dump, but also the meltdown taking place in Europe that we've all predicted here with precision. So that is coming up today. Last week, Aaron comes to me and he goes, I'm doing the nightly news tonight. I've done research. The CIA is behind it. They're going to pump and dump $100 billion and sucker the Facebook people that know nothing about the stock market. Because the big analyst groups are saying there's nothing there but advertising. There aren't products like Google and others have, or even Microsoft, or look at Apple, products galore and innovative, even though they're made at Foxconn by slaves and they have suicide nets. The point is that it's not based in tangibles. Way overvalued. And then now they're claiming, the problem in early trading is what caused this. They probably did that on purpose so they could always say that was the problem. And it's massively down, huge pump and dump. We're going to have Max Kaiser on about that. In fact, Max was coming on about the Euro meltdown, but will you email Max so he knows? Well, he'll be up on the pump and dump. I don't even know that's his opinion. It's a pump and dump, but it is a pump and dump. So, and he's a former top stockbroker with George Soros' son and people. So he can certainly give us the inside scoop on all of those things that are taking place. Obviously, there is massive news at InfoWars.com. We are going to be, I'm a little bit flummoxed because all of a sudden I go, what is this? There's a bunch of people in the studio. Like 1 minute before I go live or 2 minutes before I go live. And I run out there and it's Lord Monckton and Associates. And I was admonished for not curtsying properly. Actually, that's a joke. He did make a joke about that, though. And kind of got me off track, but in a good way. We're launching the new social network today, and I'll tell you about that on the other side. And we've been beta testing it quietly to people that are members of InfoWars Insider, that are members of the free email. You can sign up on the side of InfoWars.com to that. And it's already got, I don't know, like 10,000 people or something on it without us even promoting it. We just sent it out to some email folks that are members and some PrisonPlanet.tv subscribers. And it's in beta. And it's where you can post your photos, your videos, what you're into, what you like, groups you can join, whether you want to meet people to go hunting or training for defense or looking for people, you know, to go out for a date. We have a Liberty Lovers section there because last time we had a little social network that got like 30-something thousand members and crashed. It was just a little plug-in, and I ran into so many people on the street that met each other and have children from it. They're like, I'm like, wow, of a Tinker Toy social network that we just did on a lark that crashed after about 6 months and couldn't be revived. because it wasn't built to handle that, did that. Wow, this is going to be great. So it's a free-for-all. Just no porn, no calls for violence, no hacking stuff, because they'll try to use that to shut the site down. But we have our DMCA filed, so it's third-party stuff. We get contacted for violations and stuff. It's not our fault. We just take it down. We've hired a couple moderators to be able to handle that. So it's been a big investment here. And so thank you for supporting us. Thank you for supporting the sponsors, buying the great ProPure water filters at InfoWars.com and getting discounts, buying the books, the videos, the InfoWars team, high-quality products as well. Tragedy and Hope's in, basically out of print. The guy that's got a limited edition of them is, well, he's battling cancer right now. My point is that this book's basically out of print, very hard to get. We have a discounted at InfoWars.com, a free citizen rulebook. And it's the book The Globalists Do Not Want You to Read, Carol Quigley. Beautiful hardcover available at InfoWars.com. And your purchase helps build this media operation. Stay with us.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Mark Zuckerberg calls Facebook users dumb bleepers. He says, these people trust me. They're so stupid. Just like that movie, Face in the Crowd. That's exactly what the system thinks of the population. And I hate con artists. I hate people that prey on good, innocent people and think it's cool and think it's funny. And I told you last week, actually Aaron Dykes came to me like last Monday. He said, you got to cover this. It's CIA. And all these people are involved. Well, you remember he came on air and talked about it. And I brought up the fact that I ran into the president of Facebook, the guy that started Napster, at a party with Billy Corgan of Smashing Pumpkins. And Aaron's like, you're kidding. Is this the photo? And I go, yeah, that's Parker. He goes, you didn't know he's Bilderberg? And I'm like, no. I just saw him run around for like 3 hours in a crazed fashion, no kidding, at a party. Like he was souped up on something. But I looked in his eyes. He didn't look like he was on drugs. The point is... And then Aaron's like, no, that's exactly what they say he acts like. That's what the movie about him says he's like. But my point is that Aaron said they're going to pump and dump. And if people don't know what a pump and dump is, you hype up a stock, get all of the people that aren't savvy involved in it, you dump it behind the scenes, and then leave everybody holding the bag. And obviously, it wasn't worth $100 billion at its initial offering. Obviously, all these little Facebookians ran in to get involved in it, and it is just plunging right now. Plunging, plunging, plunging. And the media is acting like it's funny and it's cute. Just like Corzine stealing billions and refusing to give it back and being caught, lying to Congress and nobody gets in trouble. This is a group of crooks. People say, well, why are you on Facebook then? Well, listeners created more than 50 Facebook accounts. One guy had more than 20. He gave them to us. One of them has like... 300,000 likes, another has 200,000 likes, people following it. And we've used it as a beachhead to inject our videos, our articles, our information. You know, our article last week about him being a scammer is up on our Facebook. So that's like saying, why are you on a battlefield when the enemy is on the battlefield? I mean, that's moronic. That's where the war is taking place. That's where the fight is happening. And so we're on Twitter at Real Alex Jones. That's a total State Department CIA front. Just look it up. I told you that before it was in the news. Now it's in the news. Google was founded by CIA. I told you that 7-8 years ago with witnesses and experts. Gave you the names. It's now commonplace knowledge. I'm not bragging. It's just you better listen to what we say here. Because about 99% of the time, it's stunningly accurate. Sometimes I listen to rebroadcasts and just get something totally wrong. Because when you're talking for 3 hours every day, your mind gets stuff twisted around the axle. That happens to everybody, but we try to tell the truth. We try to be accurate. We try to get it right. We try to give you piercing, in-depth analysis with facts. The system tries to dumb it all down as a feedback loop to dumb down society. So a full hour with Max Keiser coming up. Lord Monckton in studio for an hour and a half coming up in about 20 minutes. You do not want to miss that. All of that said, we meant to launch the social network a year ago. Got busy with other commitments with the nightly news, getting that launched, all the other things we're doing, hiring reporters, beefing up the staff, trying to get the sponsors, be able to pay for everything. We've successfully gotten up to that level, thanks to your support. Certainly not to mine. The sales guys are always, you're not plugging the sponsors. They've paid for this. You've got to get this done. Even though I love the sponsors, I just get so busy covering the news. But the point is that we're building this media operation in the face of the globalist. They might shut us down tomorrow. It might be in 10 years. We might beat them. Today is the rest of our lives. We can change our destinies today if we take action. Your destiny, your fate is in your hands. We are not pathetic little spectators that can be defeated. But it's interesting that all of the problems we've had, all the preparation, because it's got a lot of nice features, but it's also elegant and simple in ways, our new social network, planetinfowars.com, it is very beefy so that it can handle millions of people using it as we scale it up. So we are officially launching it here today in the midst of the big CIA globalist, you know, Silicon Valley mafia, Bilderberg group. Literally, there's like four Bilderberg group guys in Facebook. We are launching this not as a challenge to it. It's obviously not going to get 200 million people on it. If it gets a million, I'll be absolutely happy. It's that it's a place for those of us that love liberty to organize and get together. Talk show host, other websites. I was on ManCow's show this morning, invited him to come set up the ManCow army there. Doesn't matter who it is. It's there for you to build your own group, your own site, your own area, and to point at your own websites, your radio shows, your TV shows, whatever you're doing, or folks to create fan sites for people they think are doing a good job. It's there to meet people to go mountain climbing or go hiking. It's there to meet people who are into guns or into manufacturing, or there are people that want to promote businesses. It's there for people that want to meet and go target shooting for your military reenactment, militia, whatever the case is. It's all there. But again, no porn. You put people with bikinis on your website. Hey, that's fine with me. Nothing wrong with God's creations. But I don't want porn. I don't want calls to violence. We're not going to have stalking on there. We're not going to have, people defaming little guys. You want to attack big people? That's your site. We're going to have a pretty light hand to this when it comes I don't know the word you'd use. It's not censor, but it's protect the site. And I'm training the people on basically it being pretty Wild West, but we're going to follow all the laws and everything. And it's under DMCA, so people make, claims on the material, and then it'll be taken down. But plus, we don't host anything on the site. Your photos, everything are linked in. Your videos are linked in. So we're not going to have a lot of issues with that. The point is, I'm kind of getting into technical matters that don't matter. We are launching it. Please help us get it out to everybody. Please email your email. Please Twitter it. Please Facebook it. I wonder if we've even sent out on the Real Alex Jones Twitter. In fact, I'm going to go to our Twitter, twitter.com/RealAlexJones. And I'm going to see if we've even Twittered this out, because we're so busy just getting this stuff built that the question is, have we even? Yes, we've Twittered it out. Planet InfoWars, rallying point for the resistance. Yes, yes, good. I usually do the Twittering, but I forget sometimes. And I'd say about half the Twitters are mine, or a little bit more. But the tweets that are sent out, you see like an article from Prison Planet, it's Watson. And yes, Watson has sent it out. Planet InfoWars, rallying point for the resistance. Connect, create, organize with powerful new social networking hub. And this is a place, if you go on Facebook, the big sites they leave alone, but it's been documented. You go on Facebook and you say, the queen is a pig, I hate her, Jubilee. Whether somebody agrees with that or doesn't agree with that, it's your free speech. Facebook takes it down. Or you go on there and say, George Bush is a piece of filth for launching these wars, or Obama is a piece of garbage for carbon taxes. They take your site down. YouTube is censoring more. Google is censoring people that have blogs with them for very mild stuff. I mean, this is happening. There's also a video posted on our Twitter, I notice, a 3.5-minute video where I break down the site as well. So I just want to encourage everybody. In fact, we come back from break, I'll play that video, to go to planetinfowars.com and organize. You've got a group in your town fighting fluoride? Go in there and say, the name of your town, Cornville, Missouri. Let's get fluoride out of our water. Create a group, network, and as more people get in there, you're going to find others that are doing it in your area. We should create a local media area, things that we found that work. We should create a micro FM, people that have 1 watt little transmitters that cover a half mile or their neighborhood. People put those up. It doesn't interfere with the AM and FMs if you do it on an area that's open. And then put up signs around your neighborhood where, restream shows, do your own show, play music, whatever. And then people start tuning into that. We should have an area about Access TV, my experiences, some tips, those of you that have done that, how folks can do it. Do it. Turn it loose. Do a micro FM area. Do an Access TV area. Do a local newspaper area. If you've already done it, teach people how to do a local newspaper that you can just print up on a computer and hand out to your neighbors and maybe put a sponsor on it or something, a couple $100 a week to put one out just in the neighborhood. That's how big things start. You've got to take that first action. Turn it loose. Create the groups. Create the areas. Write articles on the site. Then people can vote them up to the front page. We're going to start having our moderators go over articles that look powerful, have an area at the bottom of InfoWars. We're going to start having some boxes down there so I can point to the bottom, which is actually one of the best areas on a website for people to go find stuff. We're going to have a box that has a feed of what people are saying at planetinfowars.com. We're going to be adding more and more to planetinfowars.com. So check out planetinfowars.com. That's weird. They got me on two screens. Pumpkinhead on two screens. Help us. Help us. I wonder how Lord Monckton feels when he met me out there in person finally, and he's in the presence of hillbilly royalty. Alex Jones, royal hillbilly. Anyways, back to what I was saying, ladies and gentlemen. Now is the time. Now is the time. Now is the time. PlanetInfoWars.com. And we've hired one of the moderators. She's going to be introducing you to her soon. She's going to be doing twice a week at least, and we plan to start having it every day. It'll be like a live feed down the road where she sits there at a table and takes your calls. And then, comments, almost like that show they have, Washington Journal on C-SPAN, where you sit there and talk about what's going on. PlanetInfoWars.com is going to have twice a week news that's just on PlanetInfoWars.com about the site, about what people are doing. This is about empowering you. This is about turning the power of the people loose. It's PlanetInfoWars.com.
A decision is being made by the President and the Joint Chiefs in the war room at the Pentagon. And when they realize there is no possibility of recalling the wing, there will be only one course of action open. Total commitment. Mandrake, do you recall what Clemenceau once said about war?
No, I didn't think I knew that, yeah.
He said war was too important to be left to the generals. When he said that, 50 years ago, he might have been right. But today, war is too important to be left to politicians. They have neither the time, the training, nor the inclination for strategic thought.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, coming up, Greece is now publicly saying they're probably going to exit the euro. We've got that news. Max Kaiser coming up. Lord Monckton in studio for an hour and a half coming up after this break. We have also got this great image that popped up on the internet. Drone hunting permit. Hunting methods allowed all. No expiration, no bag limit, emergency issue, American citizens only. If you want to see it, it's at the bottom right-hand corner of InfoWars.com. www.alexalex.com right now. And you can also link through there and see the video that we're about to play here in a moment that breaks down some of the features and things at planetinfowars.com. By the way, national polls come out routinely. Over 70% of Americans are now pro-Second Amendment. It was 50-50 back in the 70s under the brainwashing. It was over 70% were pro-abortion in the 80s. There's a new Gallup poll out, and this is with even mainline adults. It's even higher with young people. Only 41% now support abortion. So the numbers have more than reversed. And it's over 75% with people under the age of 20. And the last poll I saw, this one is on a wide spectrum of adults. So be sure and check that out. Pro-choice Americans at record low. It's not a choice. It's killing a child. I know a lot of you get really offended about this, but it's eugenics. You've been sold how great this is. It's an anti-human program. Okay? And I'm sorry. That's where it came from. Look it up. You can debate whether it's the right or not, I mean, you know, in your worldview. But let's just be honest about where this came from. Now they're saying kill grandma. Bill Gates is. Look it up. You don't believe me. Just say Bill Gates endorses death panels. Look up Planned Parenthood and eugenics. Look up how they say kill people up to age 3 now, these top professors. This is real. This is happening. This is going on. But the point is, more and more, despite all the globalist propaganda, people are waking up. We're going to go to the audio for radio listeners and the video for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers of the promo rollout of PlanetInfoWars.com. So, again, if you want to see that presentation, it is available at InfoWars.com, and it goes through some of the features, and it pretty much announces and launches the website and tells you why we have it. So that is up at PlanetInfoWars.com if you want to see that video and hear that audio where I rally the troops to take action against the globalist. But again, Lord Monckton is coming up in the next segment, and we're going to get into authoritarianism. Its main push is under the rubric of environmentalism, not real environmental issues, but carbon taxes, globalism. Carbon dioxide is evil. Carbon dioxide is bad. Carbon dioxide has got to be stopped. Carbon dioxide is evil. We've got to have home inspections. We've got to have green police. We've got to have spy satellites and drones watching the farmers. You can't build a barn. Hay is a toxic pollutant. Shut down the coal plants. It's post-industrial. It's war being waged against this country. Do you remember the announcements that were made about how the coastlines were going to be, by the year 2010, underwater, and polar bears can't swim? My son went to a homeschool private school, Christian school, 2 days a week. Nice people there. But because they're accredited, it had Michelle Obama loves you, she tells you what food to eat, your little pamphlets, and polar bears can't swim, help save the polar bears, you know, do a class project on that. I mean, polar bears are the greatest land swimming animal. They've been recorded swimming up to 300 miles. They hunt on the ice floes, but they play this ignorance game and show people ice floes and say, look at them, they're going to die, the babies on the ice floe. They're hunting whales and seals on them, okay? They go out and get on the ice packs in the floes and then later get back off and go back to the mainland. That's where they go out and hunt. But they sit there and do that. And meanwhile, this is distracting from all the real issues. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Big broadcast lined up. Lord Monckton straight ahead. PlanetInfoWars.com. Please help us get it out to everybody.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center.
In the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com. All who love liberty are welcome. All that serve tyranny will be defeated. It's now out in the open. World government is here. It's in our face. A corporate fascist system surveilling us. Google, Facebook, Twitter, all promote the New World Order. They attend Bilderberg. They've turned the internet into a giant illegal spying operation, with Google admitting that they're basically an NSA-CIA front. But despite all of that, their little propaganda stunts like Kony 2012 have been blowing up in their face because we have people power. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. Whatever the case is, this is a place for people who love freedom. And that's why I have created PlanetInfoWars.com as a vehicle for you to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. This is your tool, your website. And I want to invite all the other alternative media to come in to PlanetInfoWars.com and to synergistically meet and turn loose your potential. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. But I was so busy with my radio show, the documentaries, all of it, that I never did it properly. We launched a small little plug-in social network. It got more than 40,000 members in just a few months and basically crashed. And then I never revisited the subject until the last year. And I went out to a public event, a UFC fight. Joe Rogan invited me to it in Austin. And two different couples came up to me and said, "Man, we wish you'd set up a social network again. Where did it go?" And I said, "Oh, it was just some little free program. It couldn't handle all the traffic." And in both cases, at that same evening, they said, "We met four different people, two couples, on your little plug-in site at InfoWars.com, and we now have children." And since then, it's happened a couple other times. So I realized a social network is important so people who love freedom can get together. That's what Liberty Lovers is going to be all about, a section we've created at PlanetInfoWars.com. Whether you live in a small town or a big city, you can reach out to people in your area so that we can win the future away from Obama and Mitt Romney and all these globalists that try to give us all these fake choices. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and surveil you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free. PlanetInfoWars.com is powered by you. We're going to have our articles up there. We'll have video feeds and stuff up there. But this is all about you getting together and organizing the resistance against the New World Order. Ron Paul's been great, but he himself has said this is simply a focal point for people that are already awake. Well, this is Ron Paul 2.0. This is Alex Jones 3.0. This is humanity 4.0 to the power of infinity. This is about taking action. This is about turning humanity loose. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. And the rally point is PlanetInfoWars.com. And we are back on this 23rd day. It is a Wednesday. Thank you for joining us. Now, for the next hour and 25 minutes or so, Lord Christopher Monckton is going to be in studio with us. We're going to him in just a moment. But here's some of the new headlines out. There's a new term out there. And no, it's not Charlie Sheen saying winning. This is losing. The new term is not suckered or scammed. It's zuckered. After the founder and guy that called his users dumb effers, well, he is in a lot of trouble, obviously, as the pump and dump gets exposed. We told you last week it had all the hallmarks of a pump and dump. If you don't know what a pump and dump is, they get a bunch of suckers who aren't savvy in the stock market casino in there, sell it for a lot more than it's worth. And why should those doing it care? Because they're just going to profit either way and be able to sell it off. And that's what's already happening. Morgan Stanley is under review for it. NASDAQ would have pulled stock. Again, they're calling it Zuckered. Massachusetts, the state is subpoenaing. Investors are suing. Insiders got greedy. They knew the jig was up, that the site was already starting to decline, having problems. Even Zuckerberg sold. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if he doesn't go to jail, remember Martha Stewart? She sold almost nothing in her stock and was routinely doing it. Didn't do anything wrong. I've reviewed it. Had a lot of experts on. She went to prison because the big corrupt people on Wall Street, the insider cronies, most of them like Goldman Sachs funding the global warming movement, they're above the law. MF Global head Corzine, billions disappear, wires it to London, lies and says he didn't, comes out in Congress he did. Chicago Mercantile Exchange head comes out and says no, he was in the meetings, he did order it. Doesn't get in trouble. If Zuckerberg does not get in trouble, ladies and gentlemen. This is incredible. The fact that he sold the day it went public, that is insider trading up one side and down the other. What an arrogant person. Even if he thinks his users are dumb effers, as he said, for trusting him, why would he say that in an interview? These people are arrogant. I've been at parties with the president of Facebook a few months ago when the head of Smashing Pumpkins took me to a big party at South by Southwest. Al Gore had been in town, but he wasn't at the meeting, at the party. And some of these guys are running around. The point is, they are very arrogant. I was taken back by how arrogant and on power trips they are. And pride goeth before a fall. And this is incredible. If Martha Stewart went to prison, then Zuckerberg's got to go. He's got to go. He's got to go. I mean, most of the experts were saying this stock was going to tank. But he was up there hyping, saying it was a good first release of the stock. It was great. This looks like and has all the earmarks of textbook insider trading. But again, they like to burn somebody like Martha Stewart. The average person thinks she's rich when she's nothing compared to these billionaire scammers. And meanwhile, the billionaire scammers are always pushing in Wall Street for higher taxes because they get that money through banker bailouts. They're the ones right across the line pushing carbon taxes. It was Ken Lay of Enron came up with that. Then they blame capitalism for what they've done and say bring in socialism to fix it when they've impoverished the country via their environmentalist dictatorship. It's amazing. So we're going to be breaking that down today. Also, the very same banksters that set up the euro to consolidate power are now posing as the saviors as they imploded. Greece is mulling euro exit, all Goldman Sachs run. Most of the debt's not theirs. It's owned by the big mega banks and derivatives. Eurozone nations told to prep for Greek departure. Told you that was coming last year. In Europe, time for big B, only there's no plan and no time. Market slump ahead of the key EU summit. I'll be confronting the Bilderberg Group next week live from Chantilly, Virginia. Be sure and join us each day for that. I'll be hosting from the road. We've got Lord Christopher Monckton here with us. And he was just going to be on for an hour, but he got here early, which is great. And so we're going to have him a little bit in this hour. But since he's here, I'm going to spring something on him. But I know he's written and talked about this and advised Margaret Thatcher, you know, on a lot of issues. So he can speak on any of this because he's part of the UK Independence Party, one of its founders and Bennett's head as well, about what's happening with the euro, how it fits into this larger tyranny, how it's driving the move towards global governance. And then we'll segue in the next hour into the big view of where we are on the chessboard now with the forces of authoritarianism, age old, reinventing themselves under the rubric of saviors of the earth, vanquishing evil carbon dioxide that plants respirate from and then put forth oxygen in the carbon life cycle on this planet. While ignoring all the real environmental problems, we're going to cover the entire waterfront with a strategic speech and breakdown in my questions coming up in the next hour. But now, with Lord Monckton here in studio, I want to get a briefing from him because he's over in England. He's been on this with members of the European Parliament, which is, of course, just ceremonial, but still able to use it as a bully pulpit. Nigel Farage, who has survived the suspicious plane crash to bring us this information. He's been in there excoriating these criminals, and they are criminals. All of this, he can give us the crow's nest view from inside what's happening and what this means to the rest of the world. Because if the euro falls before they're ready to leverage it into their New World Order, this could damage this whole New World Order much worse than the Copenhagen documents. I mean, again, we have this idea that they're invincible and we can't defeat them. That's not true. History shows that when the good take the field, the dragons can and will be slayed. Now, Lord Christopher Monckton is the chief policy advisor to the Science of Public Policy Institute, special advisor to British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, who was anti-New World Order and spoke out against Bilderberg. Monckton is a widely recognized expert on climate sensitivity. He, of course, has given key lectures at Cambridge University. He heads up the biggest website exposing scientifically their fraud. He's been proven right at a ridiculous level, almost psychic in how he guesses their next move and exposes them. And he joins us here today. Lord Monckton, great to have you.
Well, Alex, it's a real joy to be here and meet you in studio for the first time.
I tell you, it is great to have you here in person. And I notice you have your crucifix around your neck to ward off Al Gore.
I'm going to tell you why I'm wearing this. This is my David Cameron crucifix. Now, David Cameron is the allegedly conservative, but in fact, I think it's fair to say, largely socialist, Prime Minister of the UK. And he has applied to our new European masters, because Britain's Parliament has no more power to take decisions for itself, even on little things. It has applied to Europe, to these bureaucrats who now govern us, who are not elected by anyone. He's asked them for the right to ban the wearing of crucifixes in public in Britain. And you can imagine that the churches don't like this.
Wait a minute, I saw that and didn't even make an issue out of it. That's how conditioned I've gotten. Hold on, you just said banning wearing crucifix. I mean, this is beyond 1984.
Oh, it's way beyond 1984. And the extraordinary thing was that apart from a little bit in the newspapers at the time, it all went very quiet thereafter. Quietly now, his lawyers are in there applying to the European dictatorship for the right to ban the wearing of crucifixes. Now, you can wear a turban, you can wear a hijab, you can wear a kefir, but you can't wear a crucifix.
I'm going to start wearing one. I mean, that's the only jewelry that I'm attracted to is a small silver crucifix. I'm going to get one.
And I'm going to tell you the story of this one, because I was at a climate change meeting in San Diego, and I was giving a speech there. 500 people turned up from all over the San Diego area. This is California. Even there are people sensible enough to know that this global warming rubbish isn't all it's cracked up to be. On the way in, I was shaking people by the hand as they came in, and one of them was wearing this very fine crucifix. And I congratulated him on wearing it and being proud to do so. And I said, I told him a story about David Cameron applying to our European bosses to have this banned in Britain. And I said I was going to go straight back to the UK, get myself a crucifix and put it on round my neck and wear it everywhere, however embarrassing that might be for those I was doing business with or whatever, because it's necessary that we should not allow this sort of stamping out of religion.
But I liked it when I saw it.
It's very nice. And anyway, so he very kindly at the end of the meeting, he said that was a great speech, and he said, I think you should have this crucifix. Because you're going to wear it, it'll do some good, and you'll spread the message better that way than I ever can. And he was really kind. He put it round my neck, and it's been there ever since.
That's it. I'm getting a little silver one. I like the little silver one.
That's it, yeah.
I know both my daughters, I gave them both a crucifix. But, I mean, you could make the joke here, but it's not a joke. I mean, we know these people are psychic vampires. They hate freedom. They want to suck it out of society. They are parasites, but maybe they are vampires. I'm being sarcastic, but...
Well, I think what has happened is that the governing class has become dangerously arrogant and dangerously remote from the ordinary people. Now, in Europe, this is particularly severe because we are no longer a democracy. We are governed by an oligarchy. We're governed by about 30 commissars. That's the official German name for the commissioners of the European Union, who have dug us into the enormous financial mess, which I think we should now move on to. And what is happening here is that the governing class of the world thought it could get away with a treaty at Copenhagen, which would have created an all-powerful world government, unelected by anyone. No mention in the 186 pages of that treaty draft of election, democracy, ballot, or vote. They were going to try that on. They tried to set up the euro, not as a currency, but as an instrument of grim, socialistic, political centralization. And what is happening is that on the climate project and on the euro project, they have failed. These people who are arrogant enough to think that they know better than we the people do, they are failing. They've failed catastrophically with the global warming scare. Everybody now knows that they oversold that one, and indeed it's now official. Because in 2008, the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration, one of the cheerleaders for the global warming movement, said that all right, there'd been no warming for 10 years at that time, but that was too short a period. But if the lack of warming continued for another 5 years, then that would prove the models wrong. And we've had no more warming in that following 5 years. It's now been 15 years, perhaps even 20 on some measures.
I saw the German government last week came out and said that global warming has stopped.
Yeah.
But they're trying to declare victory in a bizarre way.
Yes, I mean, they're trying to pretend that this is because they built a few windmills. Well, that's not going to make any difference. Fact is, the amount of carbon dioxide being emitted to atmosphere is rising and rising at an ever more rapid rate as places like China industrialize. And they're not going to just do this with windmills. How far is that going to get?
Well, thank God. Thank God, because from all the scientists I've had on, if carbon dioxide's been 10, 20, 30 times higher, they admit this is one of the lowest levels of carbon dioxide in planetary history. I think we should have factories producing more of it.
Well, that's what power stations are, of course. And China knows that if it's going to compete economically with the West, because it's still the per capita income in China is tiny because they're running this ghastly, communized, centralized economy where once again the governing class thinks it knows best and the people struggle under this. They've gone for these windmills, which are sort of fashion statement, really. But three quarters of the windmills in China aren't actually turning. They're just there to make it look as though China is doing something about this. What you want to know, if you want to know what China's doing, you go to the annual statistical communique of the People's Republic of China, issued from Peking once a year. And they tell you then what they're going to do. And the great thing about a dictatorship is that when they publish a communique, say, we're going to do this, this, and this over the next 5, 10, 15 years, then that is what they're going to do. And they have said they're going to build one or two new coal-fired power stations every week from now for the foreseeable future.
And we can't have any here.
No. They're
shutting them down.
There are more than 150 projects for new coal-fired power stations on hold here in the United States at the moment, because while you have got the Manchurian candidate in the White House, he's not going to allow any of these things to be built. And so what is happening is that industries, one by one, are having to move.
$20 billion of our taxpayer money paid to move General Motors to China, and now China said they bought up our biggest movie theater company, yep, and they're buying up media, and they said to influence our media. Yep. This is sedition and treason by our criminal government. It's been hijacked by globalists. Lord Christopher Monckton is our guest. We'll give you his website when we come back. Be sure and write it down and check it out and get it out to everybody. We are facing total tyranny, just like our ancestors have over and over again. We're going to get his take on the collapse of the EU straight ahead, and then a whole hour on the environmental tyrants.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Watching us on PrisonPlanet.tv, you can see Lord Monckton's website on screen and scienceandpublicpolicy.org. You can also see the Daily Mail. It's also on the BBC. Minister in legal battle to stop Christians being able to wear a cross at work. We'll show PrisonPlanet.tv viewers via document cam a shot of that. There it is. Government's legal fight against the right to wear a cross at work brings accusations it's sidelining Christianity. Yeah, and then here's another article, ministers in legal battle, just to stop wearing them, period. So that's how it always is. Take your cross down, take your Christmas tree down, which is Germanic, it's not even really Christian, but we're going to put up menorahs, we're going to put up Muslim stuff, Buddhist stuff, and I'm not offended by any of that. Why are our crosses so bad? And again, it's about we're going to tell you what we're going to do. And there is outrage at move towards banning Christian crosses from workplace.
And remember what happened when Poland tried to ban crucifixes in school classrooms?
The Soviets tried that. That was the final straw.
That was what triggered, finally, the breaking free of Poland from the communist bloc. That was just one thing too far. And sometimes it is these apparently little things that indicate to the ordinary people that their government simply doesn't care about them at all.
Well, I think the TSA is a breaking point.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that wakes people up. And you're beginning to see this now because the Catholic Church, the bishops, unfortunately, in England and Wales, are way to the left. And they tend to go along with all this sort of stuff. They've gone along, for instance, they've had to close down all their Catholic adoption agencies in Britain, because the government came along, the socialist government, Tony Blair, and said, you can't operate an adoption agency unless you will send children for adoption to homosexual couples. And they said, but homosexuality is against our religion. People who come to a Catholic adoption agency do not expect to find.
Well, they're now saying that here, and they're saying you're going to pay for abortions and you're going to hire non-Christians.
But here you have proper bishops, Cardinal Dolan and all the bishops here, and some 20 Catholic organizations have got together.
They're suing.
And they're suing the pants off the Obama administration, and they're saying, don't you tread any further on our religious freedom, which is guaranteed under, is it the First or First Amendment of the
US. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment
Of religion.
Or prohibiting the free exercise thereof.
I have it here. Or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And the free exercise of religion, surely.
Show us that evil document.
Here we are. This is your founding father's intention for your country. This is your birthright. This is your constitution. I wear it close to my heart. I bring it out where somebody else might bring out a weapon, because it is a weapon. This
is
a weapon of freedom.
And it's based off the Magna Carta.
Absolutely. It goes right back to Magna Carta. And the rights that you have under this constitution, you must not lose them. We have lost them. Do you know, we no longer have the right of habeas corpus. We no longer have the right to not to be imprisoned without trial. That has been taken away from us. That was
Obama has the NDAA. He says he'll do that now.
That was guaranteed even before Magna Carta. In Magna Carta, it's there over and over again. Nemo imprisonator, rather dog Latin. Nobody shall be imprisoned except by a due process of law. Now, in Britain, the secret police, and we have a secret police now, it was founded by the Labour government in 1998. They were first called the National Crime Squad, then the Serious Organised Crime Agency. Now they're about to be called just the Crime Agency. These people, totally out of control, utterly unreal.
Yeah, it starts with terror, and next it's everything.
That's right. They have...
They've raided members of Parliament. They're spying on them.
I'm going to give you a story.
Stay there. We're back in 1 minute. Short segment coming up, then long segment. Get into the tyranny of the euro taking over England, and then we'll get into the global warming, people.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Lord Christopher Monken is our guest for the rest of the hour. Then Max Kaiser with big breaking news. Lord Monken, we're going to shift gears into the globalist battle plan, how we defeat them. But for those that don't know, this is a global standardized model. They're trying to do the same stuff. First, it's terror. They say they'll disappear you. We have a Bill of Rights. They're just ignoring it with the NDAA. But for those that don't know, first they start this national anti-terror group. Now they admit it's for everybody. They can just disappear you. I've seen them spying on members of Parliament that are trying to rein them in and then raiding them.
That's right.
I mean, these are...
not so long ago.
This is real tyranny when the bureaucracy does this. We're going to put their website on screen. Tell folks about it.
And the immensely feeble Speaker of the House did not stop them coming in. There could have been an order made, don't you think about it, mate. But no, they went along with it. It was absolutely outrageous. This happened a year or two ago now. And this secret police force is completely out of... They came after me once. This was terribly funny. And I complained about them because they had not the slightest basis for coming after me. And I put in a formal complaint about it. And they sent two policemen up to our estate in Scotland to interview me about it. And they went away and they produced a report saying that they had tried to interview me under caution. That means they suspect you of a criminal offence, which in fact they didn't. And that I had fled to my residence in northern Cyprus. This was put in the report of the people I had asked to investigate my complaint from the secret police. So I hit the roof. I thought there's no point in messing around anymore.
It's a culture of total lying.
What they'd done was they'd put this report about because they wanted to show to ministers who had become interested in the way I'd been treated that I was a crook. That was the aim. And so I then thought, right, no more Mr. Nice Guy. I walked into my nearest magistrate's court, which was Horse Ferry Road in London. I was in London at the time. I told them the story. I said, this is what's happened. I have never had any residence in northern Cyprus, nor have I fled there. I have been in and out of London quite openly from my residence in southern Cyprus, which is part of the EU, for heaven's sake. They could come there and get me any time they wanted. And I've been openly in and out of London, and there's absolutely no basis for what they've written here. And I want these people to be summoned to answer a charge of willful misfeasance in a public office, which is a very serious charge for which you can go to prison for life. I said, I want them to be brought here to court to answer my charges. So the magistrates recessed for half an hour to read the paperwork. They came back in and they said, Mr. Monckton, this was a few years ago before I was a lord, they said, Mr. Monckton, we've read the paperwork. We do not intend to hear you because we are going to order the secret police to appear. We are going to summon them as you have requested next week. So 3 days passed, and this was a great victory because 99% of cases in the magistrate's court lead to convictions. So I had reversed their usual ratio. Now they were in the frame. They were in danger of being convicted of a very serious criminal offence, which would have led them to being in prison, perhaps for life. The secret police, the head of the secret police. So I got them to come to court. And what they tried to do was they got in touch with the clerk of the court and they said, can you just lose the paperwork that said that Monckton was ever there?
More criminality.
So the clerk of the court, I rang him 3 days after I'd had the hearing. I said, I haven't had any confirmation paper to say that this case has been set down for a hearing. And the clerk of the court said, you were never here. I said, just one moment. I've only just rung you. You haven't had a chance to check any of your records, and yet you already knew or were willing to say that I hadn't been here.
Now you're involved in the crime.
I said, has somebody been getting at you? Because I think they have. I said, look, I wasn't born yesterday. I know just how criminal this country has now become, how even court clerks at Horseferry Road magistrates can find themselves drawn in to this corruption of the secret.
Stay there. I want to recap the story and finish it on the other side.
Okay.
Come back. This is demonstrating the police state of the EU. That's what you're under.
Yeah.
80%+ of your laws are now made by these unelected bureaucrats.
5/6.
Wow. We're going to come back, break this down, and then get into their plan for global domination with Lord Christopher Monckton. Then I'm going to give the phone number out.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We have launched the long-promoted and vaunted Liberty Social Network for you to get together and form resistance to the globalist. It's planetinfowars.com. And again, thank you for joining us on this Wednesday edition of the Worldwide Broadcast. Lord Christopher Monckton is our guest in studio for the full hour. If you have questions or comments specifically for Lord Christopher Monckton, who is the greatest champion out there fighting the globalist authoritarian takeover system of fake environmentalism, the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, specifically on this issue. 800-259-9231. You get into EU tyranny, habeas corpus, any of those issues, but also the whole global warming fraud, how they're being routed. And Lord Monckton, this is a big deal. I want to get into how routed they are, but how they're planning to counterstrike what's coming up with the new Agenda 21 20-year anniversary meeting. Yep. But to look at the tyranny of Europe.
What I want to do is
and the secret police.
I was telling.
Yeah. Finish the story because some stations don't carry that last segment, that little 5 minute about what you've experienced with the secret police.
Yeah. Now you may find it surprising there is such a thing as a secret police in Britain, but we do have one. It was founded by the Labour government in 1998. It was then called the National Crime Squad. Then it became the Serious Organised Crime Agency, and next month it's going to be called the Crime Agency. These people came after me and some clients of mine on a totally spurious jump. Trumped up charge. And because they behaved so badly, I made an official complaint about them, which unfortunately was conducted internally by them rather than externally by somebody.
And they put out a report saying that you had fled when you had.
That's right. They said I'd fled the country when they had asked to interview me under caution. I hadn't fled the country. I had been openly there, in and out of my place I then lived in southern Cyprus, part of the EU, the northern Turkish bit. They said I'd fled to my residence in Turkish northern Cyprus. I don't have a residence. I never have had. I've only been there once. And so the whole thing, and that was on a parliamentary delegation 25 years ago, so the whole thing was trumped up. And I got them into the magistrate's court. I went straight to the magistrate's court. I said, I'm telling my own story. I'm not even going to hire a lawyer. They've behaved so badly. I reckon I can tell the magistrates and they will find in my favour. And they said, yes, we are ordering the secret police to come to court next week and answer the charges. So 3 days later, when I rang the court and said, why haven't I had confirmation that this hearing is on next week? The clerk of the court immediately said, you were never here. I said, hang on a moment, you haven't had a chance to check your records. Have you done a deal with the secret police to erase all record of the magistrate's finding? I guess that's what you've done. I said, let me tell you this. I will have you for conspiracy with the secret police to pervert the course of justice unless within 5 minutes you find this record you say never existed. Because, let me make this clear, I know your sort. I know I can't trust even the bureaucrats in court anymore. I can trust the magistrates because they are not part of the network. They're ordinary people like you or me who do the judging. They're not even lawyers. But I said, you court clerks, you get into bed with the police, and I know how corrupt you all are together. And I had witnesses in the court. I had a barrister there who was part of another case. I had somebody sitting in the public gallery. I had a journalist there. We had three separate witnesses who saw me there and saw the magistrate and took a shorthand note of his finding. So you find that paperwork within 5 minutes and ring me back and tell me you found it, or you go to jail, mate. I'm not going to have this messing around. 4 minutes later, he came back and said, we found the paperwork. I said, yes, I rather thought you had. Now, I don't expect any further interference with this case. Do I make myself clear? And you are yourself not to appear as the clerk in the case. I want a different clerk.
Recuse yourself.
Yeah, he was just the clerk. The clerk, you would call it, sitting underneath the bench and doing the legal bit. The clerks are legally trained, the magistrates are not.
And again, you have members of Parliament being threatened and raided by the bureaucracy. I was just mentioning what I'd read, and it's happened to you.
Yeah,
this is the secret police.
Let me tell you what then happened. I went to court, five of the secret police plus a barrister turned up. And I did a deal with them. I said, look, you know, we can do this the hard way and go into court, and the magistrates, essentially having summoned you here, are going to find against you. Because you've behaved very badly. You've done this so as to try to make it out to ministers that I'm a crook. And that's disgraceful. Particularly when I had put in a complaint about the previous disgraceful conduct of this organisation. And I said, this is not acceptable. I want a letter of apology from the head of the secret police containing an undertaking that you will all leave me alone from here on. And I got it. No argument whatsoever. They just caved in and said, OK. And they got off my case.
You're about the only person I know that's brought them to heel. Instead, as you mentioned, even the Speaker of the Commons is scared of them.
That's right. But the next thing that happened, it happened just a few weeks ago. This is real breaking news, is that I was got an email from somebody calling himself Dr. Paul McCallum. And he said that he had a company, and he wanted to develop an invention of mine, the Eternity Puzzle, which has sold, you know, a million copies worldwide. He said, I want to develop it further, and I have some ideas, and can we...
Yeah, you're a big inventor. We should add that. You're really interesting.
So he came and had a drink at my club, and he made me sign a non-disclosure agreement, and I made him sign one, usual kind of business exchange. But I read his non-disclosure agreement, and it contained a clause saying, nothing in this agreement shall... waive the liability of either party for fraud. Now, that is not a standard term in a non-disclosure agreement. That had been put there because this was, in fact, the Internal Revenue Service, the Inland Revenue, trying to get information about my private financial affairs to see if they could find a way back in, because they were with the secret.
They're sending spies after you.
They sent a spy. His name was Dr. Paul McCallum. And he has a company called Daibutsu Limited. And Daibutsu Limited is a front company set up by the Inland Revenue. It hasn't traded, or if it has...
And for those that don't know, that's your IRS.
That's the IRS. That's right. It's the Internal Revenue Service. And this was quite clearly an attempt by the the IRS to find information from. And, of course, I spotted this.
And, again, they're politically after you, and everybody knows you're squeaky clean.
That's it. And, in fact, they did have, and I must be very honest here, some justification for asking some questions, which, if they'd been honest, they would have lifted the phone and just asked me. I owed them some tax, in fact, on this invention, because I'd had a large royalty payment. And they knew this, because my partners had all paid tax on it, so they knew roughly how much I should have paid. And they hadn't had the money. And instead of asking why they hadn't had the money, they go through this hole and corner nonsense. What had happened was, I had said to my lovely wife, look, we must pay this. Can you please fix it with the bank? She handles all my transactions.
No, I understand. There's always mistakes.
And no, there was no mistakes on our part.
The bank didn't.
The bank got it wrong. We instructed the bank. The instruction was made out properly. The bank accepted the instruction. It said it had made the payment. My lovely wife, who's very thorough about these things, rang them the next day and said, did you make the payment? And they said, yes. And then it turned out that, in fact, they hadn't.
But the point is, they're going over you with a fine-tooth comb.
Yes, and what these creeps then did is they set up this hole-in-corner operation. Now, in fact, this is a rogue unit within the Inland Revenue. It's called the Cross-Cutting Services Unit. These are the people, and we are slowly encircling them. We're going to get them eventually. And some of their people are going to go to jail because they've been after me and some of my clients for years without the slightest justification.
And they finally, watching the records, found one little thing and raced in like piranha.
Yes, all they found was that the tax that we thought we'd paid hadn't been paid. And instead of checking with us, and whereupon we would have said to the bank, what happened to the money? And the bank has not.
No, I had a property tax thing where the county deposited it, but sent me notice they were going to start taking my property. Yeah. And I had to go get the check and go in, and they don't apologize.
No.
I had my registration sent to me, misprinted, wrong, where it printed it off. So I stuck the sticker on my car, but there's no print.
Yeah.
Get pulled over. The cop goes, that's a fraudulent sticker. And I reach to my glove compartment. I go, this is how it was mailed by the state. It printed it up here. Here it is. You want me to put this piece of paper on the front of my car? And the point is the government is constantly making mistakes.
That's this was not just a mistake. This was a deliberate attempt to obtain information from me by deception. It was a criminal offence. So, Dr. Paul McCallum, if I have got you wrong in this respect, then I'm going to say this to you. I will apologise. I'll come back on this show and apologise to you. So you have the chance now to get in touch with me and say, you've completely misunderstood me, I was being genuine, and you've got me wrong. If that is the case, you get in touch with me. I will get in touch with Alex Jones, and Alex will give me the freedom, I'm sure you will, to say, okay, I eat crow, I got it wrong. But I don't think, Dr. Paul McCallum, that I did get it wrong. I think you were an Inland Revenue spy, and if you think that that is going to encourage me or anyone else to think well of the Inland Revenue, you can think again. You have come up against me several times on behalf of my clients. Every time you have been beaten, twice in court in the most humiliating circumstances. Just leave us alone. Get off our case. We will pay our taxes. We will do it sensibly, correctly, and without any attempt at avoidance or evasion. But we will not have this Christmas game. We will not have this spying. Enough is enough. The people are fed up with this. Now, this links in, you see, Alex, to the overall theme of this broadcast, which is that the governing class is out of control.
They've approached all the dentists that my dad talks to be Homeland Security spies on their patients. They're setting up a spy network here that makes East Germany look like a wonderland of freedom.
Yeah, that's right. And this has got to stop. And so I'm very, very, very tired of all this because they're always coming after the likes of me, mainly because I dare to speak out. And I say the EU is a dictatorship. I say that the euro is a Mickey Mouse currency. Well, hey, we can all see that now. But I was saying it years ago. I was saying it in 1996 before they'd started it, that this was going to happen. I gave a detailed lecture.
I know, it's on your website. Stay there. We've got to get to the euro.
Yeah.
What's happening with the euro? What do you see coming? What is it?
Yeah.
And then we've got to segue into the latest environmental fraud, the green police, the $2,000 a day fines for hay dust in the U.S. I mean, just the 20% taxes in California, the mass exodus. And I love Californians, but then they come to Texas fleeing that and try to reinvent it here. I mean, it's crazy. You know, that's a point that I make a lot on the air, but it's so important. This is all transparent. The EU, the UN, they all interlock globally, our State Department, all of it. The communist Chinese, they get authoritarian systems. That's why they all team up together to shut down industry, to raise taxes, because the elites are all basically exempt. They can commit whatever crime they want. The head of Facebook can, you know, publicly scam with his stock while he's selling it out the back door. He probably won't get in trouble because they're the insiders and they're waging war against us. And if you look at the transformation of Europe into what looks like the old Soviet Union, the banning of crucifix, all of this, the going after property, the banning of space heaters, it's all little knickknacks at first where they set the precedent, they're in charge.
And the treatment with contempt of the citizen by the bureaucracy, like these revenue spies, these secret police, these people who think they can behave just how they like without anyone...
Oh, the TSA here a lot of times will treat you like absolute scum on purpose. So break down in this brief segment, long segment coming up, the tyranny of the EU and how 80% of your laws are made by them.
Right. This is an official German government estimate made 2 or 3 years ago that 83%, 5/6 of all laws made for us in the United Kingdom and indeed throughout the European dictatorship are now made by the 30 commissars, that's the official German name for them, the commissioners who run the European Union. Do you know, the European Parliament doesn't even have the right to bring forward a bill. Only the commissars can do that. The European Parliament can vote on that bill, but its vote doesn't matter. It can be overruled by the Commission, which also has the right to circumvent the Parliament altogether and make a thing called a Commission regulation directly. Now, the EU's advisors were at the Cancun climate conference a couple of years ago. I met some of them there. They were advising the UN on how it too could grab power from democratic nations like the United States in the same way that the EU, by stealth, over a period of 20 or 30 years, had grabbed enormous amounts of power, very nearly all power now of making laws and imposing taxes, from the individual states of the European Union. And clearly the UN now says, we want some of this. We want the chance to be a world government and have the powers of taxation over the whole globe. Can you imagine, given how powerful even the EU is, just with little old Europe? Imagine
Trent Lott is now supporting that law of the sea where the UN will be 10 miles out everywhere taxing you to go fishing or go out in the ocean.
That's it.
The hellish UN will now be off the coast of the US.
That's it. And the trouble with every time you sign a treaty like the Law of the Sea Treaty, you're transferring power from elected hands in your country to unelected hands somewhere else.
My God, if we can't get Homeland Security off our back, imagine the UN. And what about the UN? It's even in the New York Times, but they say, but it's kind of good, killing people in Africa and Latin America for the land to make it carbon sink zones.
Yeah.
I mean, this is... That's what I'm saying. They're so over-the-top murderous, but because they wear blue helmets and Miss America says they love kids, we're supposed to roll over to them.
That's right. And the thing to do is to do what I do. I've told you a couple of stories now about how the ordinary citizen, when they try to come after him, can fight back. You know, the secret police were amazed when they got a call from the magistrate's court saying you're summoned to appear to answer a very serious charge of conspiracy to commit a crime of willful misfeasance in a public office. They were astonished. They weren't used to having it done to them. And you can bet that the Inland Revenue isn't used to having the names, identities, and front shell companies of its spies exposed all over international television. This is how one can fight back against these people, because...
There's also good people in government sending us stuff now.
Absolutely. This is more and more going to happen, because it's now got to the point where the governing class worldwide has studied the EU, has seen how powerful the EU has become in its territory. And it says, you know, if we could do this globally, we could really have world domination. And they say that,
and then nowhere to run.
And that's it.
Just like Californians are running to Texas, there'd be nowhere to run. Oh, no.
That's the point. What are we going to do? Go to the moon or Mars? No, it's not going to be so easy. And so this is what they're trying to do. And we have to stop them. And you're doing a wonderful work here, Alex, in trying to stop them. And you know, sometimes people say, Alex Jones, he's a bit extreme. Well, I can tell you this, nothing like quite as extreme as what they're trying to do to us. And so you're quite right.
That's the point. They're so authoritarian and it's naked, and I'm just desperate to warn people.
That's the thing. People need to be... here am I, a peer of the realm, for heaven's sake, and they think they can play these silly games on me.
They SWAT team members of the parliament that investigate
them. That's the thing. And they,
let me tell you, if I was a member of parliament investigating them, they SWAT teamed me, I'd be in their face. Listen, you little crook, you're in trouble. Yeah. Instead of everyone like a dog, rolling over.
Yeah. And actually, I think we're going to have to bring our secret police to an end. I will be writing to our finance minister, the Chancellor of the Exchequer, who's in charge of the Inland Revenue. He's answerable to parliament for it. And say, look, this is one time too many.
Stay there. We got to come back.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Segment, the segment after that, we'll at least get to John, CJ, Christopher, Tony, and Brian.
You'll take my life, but I'll take yours too.
This is tyranny. The Green Police, all of it, it's unfolding. You can't go to a national park. They've announced, because humans are bad, scores of national parks are going to let humans in most areas. No more cars. You're not allowed to swim or go in the dunes. I went to the Texas National Seashore, where I've been going since I was born. Suddenly they were being rude, bossing us, telling us not to hurt the earth as we just sat there.
Yeah.
It's this henpecking. It's about getting you accustomed to government interfaces. When I've been in England, they just come over and randomly, we'd like to talk to you. You're walking down the street. It's part of this little interview. And I talked to Paul Watson and Steve Watson that write for Infowars.com. Well, the editors of PrisonPlanet.com, and they said, oh, yeah, that's routine, especially if you have a good-looking girl on your arm. They're both handsome guys. Paul's married now, but Steve will be taking his girlfriend, his blonde girlfriend, out to dinner. And these sub-police they have run over and will always jab and demand to see his papers, and he's very clean-cut and nice. And again, same thing here. Good-looking woman, TSA attacks. It's like literally living in a dictatorship. Lord Monckton, finishing up on that, and then give us a brief overview on the latest attacks, what the greenie meanies are up to.
Well, the next stage, of course, is the Rio Plus 20 conference in Rio de Janeiro, 20 years after the Earth Summit of 1992, which started so much of this rubbish going on. And the new theme, they tried global warming, then it stopped warming, so they called it climate change and it stopped changing, so they called it climate disruption, then it wasn't disrupting enough, then they tried calling it energy security, now the latest phrase is sustainable development. And what you notice with each of these phrases is that they're all attacks on the West by the rest of the world, or by particularly the communist factions even within the West, who do not want capitalism and prosperity and freedom and democracy to succeed. And the main thrust of the draft conclusions of this conference, which is already in draft, I've already seen it, is that Western countries must be made to pay the cost of the environmental disruption they are supposed to have caused.
Well, you said that in Durban six months ago or so, but then everything you said in the document that you got leaked, they started announcing it.
Well, what happened then was that I got the document, and what I did there was when I got the final version of the document, I actually had to parachute in to the conference because they tried to ban me from it. The UN tried to...
Oh, yeah, that's no joke. You actually...
I actually parachuted.
They've beat you up. They've arrested you at other conferences. Yeah. I forgot. You actually did parachute in.
From a height of 10,000 feet.
You're not joking,
And
guys, search that. Monckton parachutes into UN.
Pictures of that. Me grinning like from ear to ear as I jump out of this plane at 10,000 feet. Never done it before. Or since.
They're not going to stop you, are they?
No. And so I got in because the publicity was huge, of course, and they couldn't then get away with keeping me out. I also said that I would take them to court if any more nonsense, and so they backed off and said, okay, we accept.
You are something else.
And so I got in, and I got a copy of the final negotiating text, which was available to, you didn't have to be clever, it was available if you asked for it. Now, of course, the world's press was there. Not one of them reported this document even existed, let alone what was in it. So I put in a blog posting at What's Up With That, which is the great climate blog for those who are doubtful about whether this scare is really as strong as the usual suspects believe. And I put up a posting that just said, this Durban conference is proposing to set up an international criminal climate court, which only people from Western countries could be taken before. It was going to give rights of legal personality to Mother Earth. I mean, it was bonkers.
And they've since announced they are doing that.
No, what they've done, actually, is they dropped all these proposals within 24 hours of this blog posting going up, because they were so embarrassed.
No, I mean, I remember that they dropped it and said, oh, that's preposterous, and tried to even imply it wasn't true. But now they're back. I saw it in the news saying, we do need to arrest the climate criminals. In fact, they want to arrest people that deny paying Al Gore money. We'll say save us.
That's right. They do indeed. And there's been this continuous sort of moan from the very extreme Marxist left about how the likes of me ought to be taken to
court. Well, more and more they're saying, let's be authoritarian. What do they make of the guy?
Penn State University, this is breaking news again, they've just had a conference on how to silence the climate deniers.
Oh.
And Michael Mann, of course, the fabricator of the hockey stick bogus graph abolishing the medieval warm period, suggesting that today was warmer than it was in 1500. All of this sort of thing. He was there, and I was named as being one of the serious deniers. And the person organizing this said that he thought that a conversation should be held about declaring climate denial to be a crime against humanity. Now, crimes against humanity are punishable by death. And it was...
So forget just a re-education camp. They want to kill us.
And it was James Hansen of NASA who first suggested that, as far as I can discover, that it should be treated, that anyone who questions this climate story should be regarded as somebody who ought to be executed for a crime against humanity. Now, of course, this is how far they... This is how desperate...
But because they have the cover-up of the long hair and the sandals and tie-dye shirts, we think they're non-threatening.
So if you're thinking of giving money to Penn State University or sending your kid there to be educated, don't.
Don't you want to get educated by Jerry Sandusky?
These people are totalitarians. They ought not to be given any encouragement or money of any kind. Penn State University believes in executing the likes of me for alleged crimes against humanity. Don't give them any oxygen, don't give them your children, and don't give them your money.
And not to mention what they do to kids in showers.
Well, we won't go into that. It's not for me to comment, obviously, but on this Penn State University attempt to say that the likes of me should be executed for treason against the planet, a crime against humanity, the way they put it, it's all quite subtle. They don't say Monckton's going to have to be executed. They mention my name as part of this thing. And
no, but actually I have seen them say we need green fascism. Now, what do they make of the guy that came up with the Gaia theory, their king over there?
James Lovelock.
Coming out and saying and reversing himself.
Well, they are, of course, furious with him, and now they're attacking him and saying that he ought to be done for crimes against humanity because he has dared to betray the trust they had put in him as the author of this actually rather half-baked...
But he's saying it's become a distraction from real environmental issues.
Well, that, of course, is absolutely correct. Those of us who believe in looking after the planet's environment properly don't want all the money diverted away from stopping deforestation.
To Goldman Sachs.
Away from to Goldman Sachs to run this carbon trading worldwide. It's not just Goldman Sachs, because it was Lehman Brothers. They were right into this with Al Gore on the board. And they went under because their eye was off the ball. They were so busy posturing about climate and trying to corner the market that they hoped would be a global one in the right to trade carbon dioxide.
They were shooting the moon. They were going for everything.
And they went under. And that is what has happened. Chicago Climate Exchange collapsed last year when the...
Well, that's my next question. They're collapsing on every front, but they're only viciously more attacking. How big a deal is it that their entire program is now being revealed? I mean, what do you expect them to do? Because they're still flailing around.
That's the thing. When they start getting really extreme and they start really screeching like this, you know they've lost. One of my first battles with the Inland Revenue in the UK... They wrote over a year a series of letters saying, we want you to come for interview under caution about your tax affairs and those of your clients. And I said, fine, just tell me what criminal offence you think I've committed. Not just the legal characterisation, but the factual particulars. I am entitled under the European Human Rights Convention to be told before I agree to be interviewed. You tell me, I'll come. You don't tell me, I won't come. And they spent a year writing more and more vicious letters. And in the end, they wrote one so vicious that my lovely wife, who opened it, burst into tears, because she's a very sensitive lass, very sweet lass, my lovely wife. And she burst into tears. She was horrified at what they were saying about me. And she rang me up, because I was actually in Cyprus at the time, and she was in Scotland. And she said, I've just had this really terrible letter, floods of tears over the phone. What do we do about it? I said, we don't even need to reply. She said, what do you mean? I said, that is their instrument of capitulation. The more savage they become, the more they know they've lost. And all this governing class has made two huge mistakes, which are now visible to everybody. The first was the euro, which was constructed along lines which were bound to fail. I predicted in detail how and when and why it would fail, and it's all come to pass exactly as it wasn't difficult to work out.
That's what I want you to do. Look more into your crystal ball. Give us the other point.
The other is the global warming thing, which the entire governing class bet the farm on this, particularly on the left, but you've got wishy-washy centre-right parties like the Conservatives in the UK going along with it. But the real enthusiasm for it was always on the hard left, and it is wrong, and everybody now knows it's wrong. There was NOAA saying if you get 15 years without global warming, the models were wrong. We've had 15 years without global warming. It's over. The scare is over. The results are in, and the truth is out, and the scare is over. And what has happened is that the governing class, which likes to present itself as omniscient and omnipotent...
And invincible,
exactly. They are now shown to have got feet of clay. They are shown to have got things wrong. And because people can see that they've got things wrong, it is that cynicism now on the part of...
It's a collapse of credibility.
Which is this complete collapse of credibility, which I think may yet save democracy.
Well, that's what I was about to say. Yeah. People have this idea, especially from the churches that have been World Council of Churches paid off, that it's the end of the world, you can't fight evil, that's the way it is. History's the opposite. When good men fight evil, all we have is victory. Sure, we're going to lose, the battles are going to be hard, but those that persevere win. We can rout these people, and every time we engage them in the info war, their Death Stars blow into a trillion pieces.
Yeah.
So what are the new targets? Because I'm ready to attack.
Right. Well, I think what we do now is we press home our advantage on the EU. The only future for the EU now, both as a currency and as a political entity, is disintegration. It's no longer possible or right to keep this together. The peoples of Europe want out. If you had a vote in Britain now, 60-40, we would vote to come out of the EU.
So it's going to disintegrate like the Soviet Union.
That'll disintegrate. What we've got to make sure is that at the Rio conference, where the milk and water current draft of the conclusions of the conference will be replaced by something much more extreme, we do not let our governments get away with that. Now, Alex, I'll do a deal with you here. I will go to Rio. I will get a copy of the final draft when it comes out and before it is finalized in negotiation. I will tell you what's in it. And then if what is in it is in any way unsuitable, you get on the air, tell people what's in it, and make absolutely sure that they get in touch with their senator and their congressman and with the White House and say, we will not have our democracy taken away. We will not have our powers and our wealth transferred to the UN in the name of sustainable economic development or environmental development, when in fact we are perfectly capable as a nation of regulating our own affairs. And we do not need these people, particularly if they're not elected by us, telling us how we should run our affairs.
So
that's the central point. The central point here is that if we just take out this constitution again, may I do that? And if I just cite Article 1, Section 1, all legislative power herein granted shall be vested in a Congress of the United States, which shall consist of a Congress, Senate and House of Representatives, period. All power to make laws for you or give taxes to you or impose taxes on you, those powers should be in the hands of people whom you elect.
And it's the same thing with the House of Commons and Lords, but the bureaucracy, they've stolen it.
The Commons and Lords gave it away. I remember having a big row with my father about this when the Treaty of Maastricht came up for voting. That was the treaty which finally gave away Britain's sovereignty and gave away our democracy.
But any treaty that's a fraud can be null and void. It's time to tear it up.
And I said to him, don't vote for this. Well, he wanted to vote for this, but in fact, I was so angry, his vote was discounted. And even so, that by a huge majority, the House of Lords also voted to hand Britain's democracy away. And this was a disgraceful betrayal. And I want to reverse this now. We have got to start saying to the governing class of the world, we will not be bullied. We will not have our democracy taken away. If you want to set up international institutions, then they must be elected by all the peoples of the countries who constitute those institutions. We will not transfer any more powers by treaty to any international organization that is not elected. It's a simple enough rule. It's Monckton's rule that in future, no more Mr. Nice Guy. We do not give up our powers of our Congress that are voted for by us to anyone else overseas unless that institution is elected by our people as well as the peoples of the...
And hear to that, but let me bring up some examples.
Yeah.
Congress stopped declaring war in the 50s, but they still gave their authorization, and you just read out of the Constitution. Now Obama has said, I don't get any authorization from you, even though they fund it and are supposed to.
Yeah.
But he went one further. He said, the UN gives me the orders in a public letter and statements.
Yeah.
I mean, that is treason. I mean, that is not just the president saying I'm Julius Caesar. That's bad enough.
Yeah.
But at least it was a Roman being a dictator. Mm. This is saying I am an agent of the UN.
Yes.
I mean, that is beyond. And this is what we've come to.
And I think the only future for the UN is there are two ways it can go. It can be elected or it must be disbanded. The UN has long outlived what little usefulness it had. It now simply sucks in money to itself. Only 1 cent on the dollar is paid out.
But it murders people everywhere.
Exactly.
It lines them up and shoots them to take their land. And I got liberals coming to my door saying, give money for UNICEF. And I'm like, the UN murders them. The UN wants to turn their power off.
Well, unfortunately, this actually happened in Uganda, of course. I mean, you may think that Alex is being extreme merely because he shouts down the microphone. But unfortunately, he's outraged.
It happened in Honduras.
It happened in Uganda. And all sorts of unspeakable crimes are now being committed in the name of the UN, and really at its instigation.
And for the Earth. I mean, they say we're...
This is a storyline, of course, but what is really going on here is that those who like the idea that they should rule from the centre and that we, the people, ought not to have any say in the matter because we don't care enough about these things or don't know enough about these things, they want to stitch us up with a world government if they can. And when I first mentioned this, people said, oh, well, Monckton is just a conspiracy theorist. So I said, right, go and read. You can get it now, still on the UN website. I don't think they've taken it down yet. Annex 1, paragraphs 36 and 38 of the Copenhagen Treaty draft of the 15th of September 2009, where you will find in both of those paragraphs the word government mentioned in a context which is clearly that of world government. And then read the rest of that treaty, and you'll see it was essentially the bureaucratic structure for this world government that this treaty was setting out in 186 pages, and then tell me there was and is...
Well, the Financial Times of London...
A world government.
Newsweek, they all come out and say world government's the answer.
That's right. This is the growing trend, and it's all being manipulated. And the thing that we the people should do is to say, fine, if there's to be a world government, we elect it. If we don't elect it, then we give it no powers.
We'll be right back, Lord Monckton, with phone calls straight ahead. Lord Christopher Monckton, scienceandpublicpolicy.org. I'm Alex Jones of planetinfowars.com. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Welcome.
I just got a quick comment and a question for Lord Monckton.
Sure.
My comment is alchemy and the Federal Reserve. I think those are pretty much the same thing.
Huh.
And I was wondering if they see, because the carbon tax thing, the global warming, it's fallen. I was just wondering if there's any other targets they might be going after other than carbon to try to get whatever they're trying to push through with the global warming.
Yes, I think what they're going to do now is to take the environment as a whole as their big issue. They've lost on carbon now. They know that. Of course, they don't want to admit it because governments can never...
So they're going back to cave bugs and polar bears that can't swim.
That's right. They'll be going back to that. They'll be going back to the whole question that every time humans do anything, they affect the environment around them. Well, of course we do. And they're effectively going to say what we need is massive depopulation and, in particular, a massive deindustrialization.
They've been saying it openly, get rid of people, kill children up to age three. I mean, what a group of loonies.
That's the thing. We are dealing with extremists who hate the West. This is still the main motive. They don't care about the environment. John, one of my great friends was a lovely man called Eric Ellington, who was one of the founders of Greenpeace. And he, like me and like you, I think, was a genuine environmentalist, really concerned about the true environmental problems of the planet. And he said within 3 years we all had to leave Greenpeace because it was taken over by Marxists. And he said we were all non-political. We didn't know how to stop them. They took over our movement and they turned it into a political movement to destroy the West. It ceased to be genuinely about the environment. But you still get, of course, thousands of people giving money to Greenpeace every year because they think it's about the environment, when in fact what they're doing is furthering what used to be called Marxism and now it's called...
Absolutely. Let's go to another. Thank you, John. CJ in Michigan, you're on the air with Lord Christopher Monckton.
Hey, greetings.
Hello, CJ.
How you doing? I got a comment. You remember, Alex, they already were asking to burn down people's houses that were climate deniers.
Oh, that's right. They've had all these professors and people come out and say, arrest people, ignore the Republic, ignore the right of the voters, these professors. And they said, yes, burn our houses down.
And indeed, Professor Richard Lindzen of MIT, who is perhaps the world's foremost atmospheric scientist, he really understands how all this works, and he says there's no problem with the climate caused by us. He has had his house burnt down in circumstances which are clearly suspicious. Now, of course, we can't infer from that that this was climate extremism.
Well, we know they burned down houses in ski resorts.
And indeed, it's quite a fashionable thing. After all, most of the people who signed the Declaration of Independence had their houses burnt down by British loyalists at the time. So it is a kind of, I won't say a recognised method of protest, and you certainly don't do this at home, but it is a way in which extremists like to put their point. And I think it's got to be firmly discussed. All this talk about treating those who dare to question the scientific nonsense behind global warming as though they were some sort of serious criminals against humanity, which, as I say, that's a sentence of death if you're regarded as having committed a crime against humanity. That kind of thing has got to be resisted. We've got to say that this kind of thing will not pass. We're not having it.
I agree. And we've got to recognize the type of wild authoritarians we're talking about here. I mean, these really are bad people.
These are the crazies.
And when they're in control, the entire government becomes something that is alien to the country.
That's right.
And we have to recognize just how bad it is. I mean, they've tried to dumb us down, but the West has had so much freedom that the sleeping giant is reawakening.